How's it going, Coach?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Is it okay if I record, first of all?
Yes.
All right, so just for background, you've been here. Is this your first year at BU, right?
First year, yes.
Okay, nice, great. So what does sending two BU athletes to Worlds mean for the program? I know you've just been here for a little bit, but if you have a comment on that.
Yeah, I think regardless of what program you're at, if you can send two people to represent your school at the World Championship level, there's really no higher exposure and honor than that. So to have one, let alone have two, is an incredible accomplishment for Vera and Foster.
And for these huge meets like Nationals, what do you do behind the scenes to keep these athletes ready?
I think I've learned over the years to try and be a calm presence rather than be a presence that adds any sort of pressure on them. I kind of like to keep it very relaxed, even though the stakes are higher and the competition is stiffer. I try to do my best to play a calm role for the athletes and just keep it as normal as possible. And these are two of the most mature athletes that I've ever worked with. So I wouldn't say it was easy to keep them calm, but they did a really great job themselves of staying calm.
Yeah, so on that topic of their maturity, while both of them are like massively successful on the track, they were also both named Patriot League Scholar Athletes of the Year this year. So what does that say about their character and what example that they set for the rest of the team?
Yeah, these are two extremely high character individuals. I think they're a great representation of the type of student athlete that comes to BU. Those are people that are interested not just in running fast, but in running fast and also getting a great education. So I think it works. It does wonders for future recruits and people that are interested to show that we don't only care about running quickly, but we also care about getting it done in the classroom.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously, just as people watching, we see the results, but we don't see what happens in practice every day and what kind of work they put in to dominate the way that they do. So what do you have to say about the work that they put in to stay on top?
I think these are Vera and Foster, both are two of the most consistent individuals that I've been able to work with in my career. They handle an enormous workload and they enjoy it. And I think that's a really important part in getting better at this sport. To be in the top eight in the NCAA is an unbelievable accomplishment, and you can't fake your way there. The only way that you can do that is to act that way every single day, and both of them do an incredible job of that. And it's outside practice, too. I only get to see these guys, you know, 2 hours a day at most, for the most part. That means they've got 22 hours per day of making the right decisions and treating themselves the right way and taking it seriously, and I have all the faith in the world that these two do that as well as anybody in the NCAA.
Thank you, that was great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, you think I'm missing? Any other comments you want to make about these athletes?
Just how special this is. I think this was the first time in 11 years that we've had a male and female qualify for the same indoor championship. Becoming a first-team All-American is such an incredible feat for indoor track and field. I think it's the hardest NCAA championship to make. They only take 16 people in the country in each event, and so it's unbelievably selective. And then to be able to advance to the final and score, 8 people in the country do it total. And so, and unlike team sports, this is more so of an individual sport, especially at this championship. It's very individual, and so they have to do it themselves out there today. You know, they rely on teammates to help them get prepared, but today Vera and Foster both had to go out there and make it happen on their own, and they both did an incredible job. So couldn't be prouder for them and for our program and what they accomplished this weekend.
Yeah,